We're joined once more by Alton Brown, host of the Food Network's show Good Eats and author of the new cookbook, I'm Just Here for More Food. So, Alton, here is our last holiday baking dilemma. Your mother-in-law just gave
That's
you...
a dilemma in and of itself.
She gave you 3 hours notice. You've got to bring a treat for dinner. Now, she says she told you this weeks ago, but somehow you have forgotten that. What do you do?
Right. There are a couple of different approaches. I'm going to say for a moment that... Let me just change the game a bit and say that I showed up at her house and she looked at me and said, where's the dessert? And I have 3 hours.
Oof.
Because I would have a different approach. If I was at home in my house, I would have a lot of stuff available to me. I'd probably bake something, and I would probably bake something like a little chocolate muffin cakes, little lava muffin cakes, or something that I could do very quickly in a muffin tin. However, if I was at her house or I showed up at somebody else's house, I would want to do something that involved ingredients that everybody has lying around and that wouldn't force me to use the oven, because at holiday time when a bunch of people are showing up, everybody wants to use the oven.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't want to use the cooktop. So I was sitting in my wife and I were in bed last night talking about this, kind of debating, okay, you show up and this happens and this happens, and we definitely decided, a unanimous decision, chocolate mousse.
Oh, sounds so hard.
The reason
and yet...
is a chocolate mousse. No, chocolate mousse, all I got to do is melt some chocolate. I need some access to some cream, a couple of flavoring ingredients, and if I can find it, a little bit of powdered gelatin, envelope gelatin, which I wouldn't even have to have. I could do it with just whipping cream, melting chocolate, maybe having a little liqueur. And the groovy thing about it is that although it needs to sit around for an hour or two, it could just go out in the garage or out on somebody's screened-in porch to chill down, because, hey, it's wintertime in most parts of the world, and I wouldn't have to take up any real counter space. I would need one power tool, like a hand mixer.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't need an oven, and I wouldn't need a cooktop. I could melt my chocolate in a microwave or over some hot water. That would be the thing that I would do. Everybody loves it. Everybody thinks it's complicated,
right.
And it isn't. I mean, it's child's play. My daughter, who's just turning 5, can make chocolate mousse.
Ooh, that you taught her well.
she's learned that licking the the beaters is a good thing.
So, all right, chocolate mousse saves the day.
Chocolate mousse saves the day, and if I may mention, I think there's a pretty gosh darn good chocolate mousse recipe in my new book, I'm Just Here for More Food. It's actually called Halloween Chocolate Mousse because I make it with the little individual chocolate bars of dark chocolate that we give out a lot. They're always left over after Halloween because everybody wants something else, and the little dark ones are left over. So it's actually written to use those little things.
Okay, we'll put that recipe on our website, npr.org. Alton Brown is host of the Food Network show Good Eats, and his latest cookbook is called I'm Just Here for More Food. Thanks so much.
You are very welcome, madam.
At the beginning of Alton Brown's cookbook, he writes that the problem is you can't learn to bake from a book any more than you can learn kung fu from a book. Baking requires the transmission of a type of understanding that can only travel the biological bandwidth of personal contact. And he learned his baking first from his grandmother. My grandma happens to be an amazing baker, so we thought we'd call and ask her to share some of her wisdom. Now we have Marion Oddy on the line from West Point, Iowa. Hi, Grandma.
Hi, Jennifer.
Thanks for talking to us. Can you share some of your cooking tips? Tell me about the eggs first.
Well, the first thing, whenever you want to bake, be sure those eggs are cool. When I'm baking in the morning early, I set the eggs out the night before. Otherwise, they should set out at least 2 or 3 hours.
So they're cool and not cold.
Then they'll be ready to beat or any which way you want to use them, because if you put those real cold eggs in cakes or pies, they're not going to come up like they should be. And another thing, when you separate eggs from the white to the yellow, be sure you never get a speck of yellow in with those whites, or they will not beat.
They won't fluff up?
They won't beat and puff up like what you want for a meringue on a pie. They will not beat up like that if you have any yolk in that egg at all. I always take like 3 egg yolks, or egg whites, I mean. Then I put a little cream of tartar.
This is to make the meringue for like a lemon meringue pie?
To make a meringue for a pie. I beat that real slow in there. Then when you bake that pie, that meringue will stand up real pretty on the pie.
And lemon meringue was what I always asked you to make. Well, Grandma, thanks so much.
All right. Thank you for asking me these questions. Bye.
You can find Mary and Adi's recipe for lemon meringue pie on our website at npr.org.